이제만이 그 아만이 저기 Wakata Samoa Lois at the Gela Nagara Vlaji. Tatai. So when the red. Tatai Bajarako, Ganagana Tare Janjara Ro. Remeda Lada La Sonara Anga, Charane Nukura Baji. Ukuna Marava Yadava Hari, Boro Re Vadana Bori. Michini dava se gelore rate. Michini dava se gelore rate. Diva sa sari la sage.
In the early morning, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates would rise.
What is the meaning of this
heart? They would announce to the sleeping people, Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari. Chant the holy names of the Lord, Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari. You are spending your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies, and you are not taking advantage of this rare gift of the human form of life. So please chant the holy names of the Lord. Lord Gauranga is calling. So in these holy names,
always you do. Only singing is not have to act. But he's telling that night always sleeping. You should try to practice it all day and night.
Udita tapana hoile ashta, dino geno kelo poli hoile vyasta. Tabe kino hebe ala sohoe, nabaja hudoya raje.
With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and lost. Then why are we wasting so much time being idle?
What is the meaning?
Why not worshiping Lord Hari?
What is the purpose?
That we should be very eager to utilize every moment of every day, realizing that the gopis of Vrindavan were praying that just by the blinking of their eyelashes, their eyelids, they're missing seeing the Lord of their heart. So they were cursing Lord Rama for giving them the eyelids.
Of this particular verse.
What is the purpose?
Purpose is that we're wasting.
We're
wasting human form of life. And unless we take to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra and the process of devotional service, everything is actually fruitless.
Every day, sun is rising and setting, but the jivas, they are wasting their time. But those who are advancing Krishna consciousness, shantir api arta kalatvam, it is a symptom of bhav. When the bhav comes, then they cannot bear to waste even 1 second, even 1 moment. They spend every moment in
Guru Bhajan. Guru is saying, that your day is finished, about to finish. Know that this is the end of your day. For all the days, all your days, you now finished. Your sun has gone to rest. And very soon you will die. We should all know whether you are young or
Jivana Anita Jahasar Tare Nana Vira Viparabar Namashraya Kore Jatani Tume Taka Apana Kaji.
Srila Prabhupada
my Gurudev, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, was once asked, how do we make the most rapid advancement? He said, consider every moment your day your last. So we don't know, this life is so temporary and flickering, and one day it'll end. But we are thinking, Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked, what's the most amazing thing? And he said, everyone is dying, our relatives have died, but still we are thinking we are eternal. We are not thinking seriously about the moment of death. So we should very seriously take shelter of the holy name, not make so many plans and other types of business, but this should be our business. This should be our main aspect. And everything else should surround that we're taking the names.
You don't think of your fate is on your head. Any time of that fate can take you. And after this day, whether you will have chance to do bhajan or not. In what species, if you will go, always chant, not busy in divorcing wives and husbands. What to do? Oh Gurudev, tell me what to do. Should I divorce or not? Or should I marry? These are the problems. What to do? I'm not trying to come to advise you this year. I have come to tell all these things which is written. So, you should try it. Oh, let it here, anytime. So, all the chance. And for others, Krishna will see. Don't worry about that.
Krishna Namasura Korya Pan. Jurayo Bhakti Vino Rupan. Nama Bina Kichu Nahiko Aro Chahuna Bhuvana Madhya. We need to drink this nectar of the Hari Nam. It's more merciful than Krishna, descended in the age of Kali. Lord Chaitanya has given it. And we should understand that from the highest planet to the lowest, all are places of misery. But we take shelter of the holy name. Understanding. Crying like a child for the mother. There is nothing except the Nam in the 14 world. It is the life of the soul.
Purayatran, he has written. Purayatran? What is it mean?
This is the life and soul of Bhakti Vinod. His life is.
What he is wanting to tell you?
He's feeling some suffering. So he's saying that you should give relief to my suffering by taking shelter of Nam. Then I will, only then I can be happy.
Say guru like this. If the Shakupa is strong in chanting with me, doing Krishna consciousness for him, otherwise he will be very good. Then I see that all are suffer by going, all will quarrel and nothing to do. And when I come, come. I will be very happy if you are chanting and be very strong always, thinking all these things. Otherwise, then my object will be
unsuccessful.
My Krishna is somewhat, sometimes very worried. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes worried. Right. Because these souls are not hunting and the moon. So he comes, descends with his all associates, Krishna also, and he manifests them. All coming. Only two, because they are worried. But we are not worried. We are worried for worldly things, very good, and to make our life happy and to take.
Yogate asi imadvaranam avijatim ratapana rupe ritani dani viraji. So the heart is compared to the sky. When we take this holy name seriously, it'll be like the sun rising in our heart, destroying all ignorance. Krishna Suryasam, Maya Andhikara. Now we absorbed in Maya, in activities of Maya, thinking that we're these bodies. But as we chant the holy name, gradually the mirror of our hearts will become cleansed and we'll see our true nature and develop our true understanding of our true form.
And just try to follow all the instructions. When you chant any chant or anything, all the kirtan, hear it. Try to follow. Otherwise, no fruit. You are hearing all the. So you should try to get that. Then just slow.
In this verse, Sri Prahlad Maharaj, he has been asked by his father, O Prahlad, what is the best thing you've learned from your teachers? So then Prahlad Maharaj, he spoke the essence, or the best knowledge he had learned from his teachers to his father. What is that? That sarumanyena suravarya dehinam. Oh, my dear father, you who are the best among all the demons, those people who live in this world, they have accepted that which is asat, which is temporary, to be sat. They have accepted the body to be the self. And therefore, they are constantly, again and again, without any remedy, faced with many, many miseries, many inconveniences, many types of embarrassments and suffering in this world, in the form of repeated birth, death, old age, and many types of diseases. And they cannot conquer over this. They can never become free from this. So, my advice to them is that they should understand that the bodily conception of life, Griyam Handu Kupam, here, the household life has been compared to a dark well, Andukup. If anyone is traveling and there's a well which is old and became dry and grass has grown over the sides, they cannot see it, and it may be that they will fall in that well. Having fallen in that well, they cannot get out. They cannot climb up. Surely they will die there. They must suffer so much and then die there. Even if they shout, no one will hear them. Their voice will go up to the sky and now they are finished. So, the household life, Griyamanda Kupam, having wife, children, all family members, and being absorbed in this. This has been called the deep, dark well. If you fall in, oh, it is sure that you will suffer and you will not be able to come out from this. Very, very dangerous. Otherwise, Griha means here, also, the body, the bodily conception of life. Anyone who accepts the body to be the self, it is to be considered, they have fallen into a very dark well, wherein there is no happiness, only suffering. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Hitatmapatam Griyamandakupam. Hitatmapat. Atmapat means the path of the soul. How will the soul make progress towards its real well-being? This Andakupam is like a block. It is a check which stops the soul making progress towards the goal of life. So one should give up this, hittatmapatam, give up this obstacle which is checking the progress of the soul towards the goal of life. And instead what should he do? Vanam gato yad harima seita. One should go to Van, the forest. Here, going to the forest means one should go to Vrindavan. And also, going to forest means not that one should be alone, but rather, giving up the company of the materialists, one should be under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnav. One should come into the association of sadhus. And in this way, yad harima shreita, one can take shelter of the lotus feet of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Also, that well, if compared anywhere else in Srimad Bhagavatam, that any person alone who was going through a forest, when he reached in the middle of the forest, ferocious tiger followed and he jumped. He said that, oh, tiger has come. He will take him in his mouth. So he ran away, but there was a big well in front. And that well was so old, all the bricks were, so many bricks. There was no water. And there were some very little trees, a small tree, all round. And it was covered by that. He saw that I cannot shield my eyes. So I took two branches, which are on the top of the hill. And he
lowered himself inside.
And he wanted to go inside. But he saw at once that the tiger was ruling and was ready to take him. And inside the well, he saw that there were so many snakes, very poisonous, so many. They were doing that. Fish. It is going down at once, they will fight and it is gone. If he is trying to go up, there was no chance of saving his life. In the meantime, he saw that the branches which he had hold pulled up. Two rats came out of the well, one black and one white, and they began to cut it. Very soon they will cut the both branches which he had. So automatically, he will have to go inside, and the snake will. So there was not any chance to be saved. And then in every time he saw the branches what he had told. In the front of mouth, outside, he saw that some bees are there. And there is honey. And from that, oh, drop by drop, very golden drops. Very tasteful. It was coming. One, two, and he has he wanted to taste it. He was going that, oh, there is a person. Inside. Here. There. Backwards. Everywhere. In a moment he is going to die, but he wanted to taste it, even in that
situation.
And he did. And one drop came. Oh, how sweet. How sweet. And he followed all the problems and this world is like, well, who are rats, day and night, what they are doing, what you have, age, that age has come by your past sanskar, right? The karma that you have done. Now it has been your age, and the two rats came. is your A Shastriji?
How old is
your age?
My age. 39.
No, 39 she has cut her. They are gone. But I don't know that how many years you are. But I know that certainly your 39 years has gone. If I am 80 years age, then it has gone. Very soon coming. So you should know that. And what is honey? Oh. There are so many problems, but yet, oh, when your child will come, you know, and you will kiss. And sometimes your wife, oh, you are very nice. I remember the day. But sometimes he will come and he will kick you by behind the leg. Oh, but send me. And when they love you, she will tell anything. Oh, my husband, my dear beloved, gently. But really, it is like burning well, covered by green trees, and also sweet honey. Be careful. It seems that it is very happy and sweet, this world, but it is covered. You are so beautiful, at the age of 60. But there is a white spot here. Anyone like? If you take your skin from here, open the stomach, which you like so much. But it's there. Now that during that all so this is the word. And for this you are always in kingdom. If I will say, oh, you should come with me. Oh, my wife cannot live by you. She will die. But actually it will be not. Then you are here and there, your wife will be to other person. And husband, they will want to give up and you. There is a story. There was a king. The name of that king was Bhartrihari, elder brother of Vikramaditya. That king was very long, 25, very beautiful, and very qualified, very qualified. He knew all the arts. There were so many jewels in his country. Kalidas, Ramji, who conquered Indian Jyotish.
Astrology.
Kalidas, you know, Maramini, all these were very powerful things. One day, a prostitute came and gave him very, very high class of jewel.
Necklace.
Oh. At that time, its value was 9 lakh. Now, 9 into so many. Crores and he gave it in the neck of him. He was very happy. And then he took it. Oh, I want to give my most dear beloved. And he saw that only if he was married. he invites us from here. He was also qualified. So when he went from his conscience, with his own hand he gave that necklace to me. And he embraced his wife, told that it was very precious. Yes, but after some time, she was so much attracted to the commander-in-chief of that king. And he was so beautiful. So one day, did anyhow, to please that, he gave that necklace to his lover. And then, that commander-in-chief was so much attached to the same prostitute, not attached to king's wife. And after some days, he gave to please the prostitute. One day, the king saw that there was no necklace in his wife. He called. He told that, all, my dear beloved, I gave my very precious necklace to you. Very well. Why he asked? One day that commander-in-chief came to him and he told that, I want to present this to you. And he saw and become very unhappy. And then he took it and told, taking his sword in his hand, please tell me from where you appreciate. From where? I want to know. If you are telling truth, then I will do nothing. And if you are not counseling me, then I will cut it. He went to Sri and he told, the Lord, that prostitute, your wife. Then he asked, where is that? Then she told him. She was waiting, trying to consent. And he thought that she might fall. It will just go on your head. In a moment it was on. She was waiting. She told him. I didn't do. Why you get? No word. That is, he was not satisfied with him. And that commander-in-chief was not satisfied with him. And he was trying to go to a prostitute. And prostitute was not satisfied with him. And she was attached to him. By the serving. Then he decided not to be in this. And he at once made up his mind. And he kept everything falling into one open like us. And left him happy. So one of his book is very, very famous. By Agya Shatakamar. You can even read but persons like us daily we test that no one like he and God. What to do? Shastra is telling that Goswami Sanatana Goswami. All the Goswamis are telling, but we are thinking, oh, we should take this drop of. Oh, very sweet, very tasteful. We should not go to the association of, especially Narayana. Always we give him us telling this. So we should be very poor. And we should taste this worldly. But one day you have to remain for be careful.